Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Thursday, February 9th, 2023. On Wednesday, February 8th, 2023, Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, announced that the company would be laying off 7,000 of its employees and undergo restructuring as it struggles to rebound from the last quarter of fiscal year 2022, where earnings plunged. Part of the restructuring includes Disney's media and entertainment distribution team, a leftover from previous CEO Bob Chapek. The technology and product team are set to be undone entirely in favor of a substitute that puts creators back in the driver's seat for content release on Disney+. According to Iger, the proposed cuts would save the company $5.5 billion. He suggested that the restructuring would also facilitate growth in the struggling direct-to-consumer sector. Disney has come under fire lately over its descent into wokeness, with many calling out the entertainment giant for pushing left-wing views in everything from children's cartoons to blockbuster movies. Hashtag Boycott Disney was trending on Twitter on Monday after a clip from the new Proud Family reboot went viral, showing a group of cartoon teens performing for their school. The characters blast the United States for having had slavery, institutionalized racism, and demands reparations for black Americans. The people of the United States clearly are opposed to this woke culture and are making their voices heard by hitting these companies where it hurts, their wallets. Recently, Bed Bath & Beyond indicated that it may be filing for bankruptcy. They too joined the woke culture when they stopped selling the MyPillow line from Mike Lindell for his support of Trump and election fraud. These companies need to stay out of the social arena and need to stop appeasing the left. What they need to do is focus on building their companies and providing a healthy environment to foster strong financial results for their investors, and stop trying to control public opinion through social changes when clearly most Americans want no part of it. Thank you for watching. If you found value in this content, please like and subscribe, and if you can, please visit my affiliate links to support this channel. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.